He was nicknamed the Great Little Madison by his peers, and great his work was to this nation. We'll head to Philadelphia, where the work of James Madison still governs the U.S. on this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
Then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Many Americans get the process of writing the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution confused. The first was in 1776, and the second in 1787, over a decade apart. And some of the most famous founding fathers present to begin the nation were not present to write the document that would replace the Articles of Confederation.
Thomas Jefferson was away in France. He was our ambassador to France. John Adams, another signer of the Declaration of Independence, was away representing Great Britain as well as the Netherlands for the United States.
Rick Starr is a ranger at Independence National Historical Park. He says that many visitors do not realize the important role 36-year-old James Madison played in writing the Constitution.
Madison kind of gets lost in the shuffle, and it's really a shame. But what he made up for, certainly in his diminutive stature, is only about 5'4". He had a great political mind. And again, the driving force of the Constitution.
The Constitution was completed in September of 1787. To be ratified, it needed approval of 9 of the 13 states. Delaware was the first to ratify in December of 87, and by June of the next year, New Hampshire became the 9th. It was another 2 years before Rhode Island approved the document by a mere 2 votes.
George Washington wrote months after attending the Constitutional Convention that they met for just 4 months. It was little short than a miracle of Philadelphia that they were able to accomplish as much as they were.
It is still the document that governs the nation. A Bill of Rights was added to guarantee individual freedoms as well. It was 5'4" James Madison, called the Great Little Madison by his peers, who played a vital role in drafting the framework we live by today. Traveling the Countryside in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McRae.